All right, and I'm going to tell you the context
of Acts chapter 2. Thank you.
那我们来看《使徒行传》二章的上下文。
The context is that the Jewish people rejected the Lord Jesus Christ and they killed him.
那上下文呢，就是犹太人呢已经拒绝了耶稣基督，也杀了他。
But he had made it very clear that he was God's son.
那时候呢，他其实已经很明确地告诉了犹太人呢，他就是神的圣子。
He was not only God's son, but he was the king's son.
他不但是神的圣子呢，他也是王的后裔。
Jesus Christ is still the King of Kings.
耶稣基督仍然是万王之王啊。
So, what happens after you kill the king's son?
如果你杀了神王的后裔王的太子会怎么样啊？
You say, this could be a big problem.
你说哎呀，这下有大麻烦了。
But then they heard that 3 days later he rose from the dead.
然后他们就听说呢，哎，三天以后他复活了。
And then you say, this could be a really big problem.
你说，哎呀，这可麻烦更大了。
And so, there were two groups of people after the Lord Jesus rose from the dead that we want to look at.
所以今天我们要看两群的人在耶稣复活以后。
The first group,are the disciples of the Lord Jesus Christ.
一群呢是耶稣基督的门徒。
And the second group are the people who killed the Lord Jesus Christ.
第二群呢是那些杀了耶稣基督的犹太人。
So what were the disciples who were following the Lord Jesus when he was alive? What were they thinking immediately after Jesus had been killed? What's going through their mind?
所以那些门徒呢，当耶稣被杀了之后，他们心里或脑子里在想着什么事情呢？
And I think what was going through their mind is, we might be next.
他们肯定会想啊，那可能下一个就轮到我了。
If they killed Jesus, they may very well kill me next. I'm a follower of Jesus.
如果他们能杀了耶稣啊，我下一个很可能就我们要上了，要被杀了。
So what do you think the people who killed Jesus were thinking?
那那些杀了耶稣的人，他们会怎么想呢？
I think they were thinking, if he rose from the dead, and we killed him, I might be next.
他们一定会想，如果耶稣从死里复活了，那我杀了他，那很可能我要下一个被杀了。
That's what you'd think, wouldn't it? You'd think somebody's going to be knocking at your door in the middle of the night. And it's God's son saying, I remember what you did.
如果有人半夜敲你的门啊，是神的圣子，你肯定会想，哦，他一定会说，我记得那天杀我的现场你做了些什么。
So I think there were a lot of very fearful people in Jerusalem in those days.
在耶路撒冷啊，可有很多的人是很害怕的。
And each one was thinking that they just might be next.
很多人都会在想呢，保不齐我就是下一个。
When you get to Acts chapter 2, something amazing happens.
当你来到《使徒行传》二章的时候，你会发现很神奇的事发生。
And we're not going to read the verses. Well, I guess we'd better. We'll read verses 1, 2, 3, and 4.Together, first of all in Chinese, and then we'll read it together in English.
那我们先读一二三四节，二章的一二三四节。谁用中文先读一下，然后我们用英文一起读。
五旬节到了，门徒都聚集在一处。
忽然，从天上有响声下来，好像一阵大风吹过，充满了他们所住的屋子。
又有舌头如火焰显现出来，分开落在他们个人头上，
他们就都被圣灵充满，按着圣灵所赐的口才说起别国的话来。
那时有，我们停在这儿，停停停，就四节。
All right, we'll just stick with the first four verses for now. Let's read it all together in English.
我们一起用英文读。
When the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. Suddenly, a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. All right. So the disciples were all together in a room and probably they were afraid.
门徒们都聚集在一起啊，很可能那个时候他们也很害怕。
And then they heard the sound of a violent wind.
然后他们听见一阵大风的声音。
Okay, what would you think if you heard the sound of a violent wind?
如果你听见一阵大风的声音，你会怎么样？
You'd say, uh-oh, we got a big problem.
你说，哎呀，肯定有大麻烦了。
And instead of the wind being the wind of judgment, the wind was the wind of blessing.
这个风啊，其实不是审判的风啊，恰恰是祝福的风。
Sometimes winds can be good and sometimes winds can be bad.
有的时候风是好的，有时候风是不好的。
And I heard a while ago a true story about a large family of teenagers who were out on a boat.
我以前听过一个真实的故事，讲一个很大的家庭呢，有很多的少年人啊，他们一起在一艘船上出去。
It was summertime.
是夏天的时候。
It was a nice day.
也很好的天气。
They were in a sailboat.
他们在一个游船上，就是那个帆船上。
And most of them in the boat were Christians.
大部分在这个船上的人呢，都是基督徒。
But one boy was not a Christian.
那一个小男孩呢，他不是。
The problem was there wasn't any wind for the sailboat.
问题那天呢，因为是艘帆船嘛，但确实没有风。
So one of the girls said, you know what we should do? We should pray and ask the Lord to send us some wind.
然后一个女孩就说呢，那我们这样吧，我们应该这么做，我们要祷告呢，求神给我们一点风啊。
And the boy who wasn't a Christian said, you want wind? I'll get you some wind. And so he took some money, threw it out, and he said, devil, give us some wind.
然后这个男孩呢很不好，他说你要风吗？那我给你点风。他就掏出一块硬币啊，丢在水里，说魔鬼啊，给我们点风。
And the wind started to blow.
然后那个风真的开始吹了。
And then he said, devil, give us some more wind.
然后他又扔了一个硬币，他说魔鬼啊，再给我们一点风。
And it wasn't very long before the boat was almost swamped with the wind.
然后不久以后的那个风啊，就帆就满了风啊。
And the Christians cried to the Lord that day.
基督徒在船上的基督徒啊，都向神呼求啊那一天。
And they said, Lord, we don't want to die. Would you please defeat the devil and get us back to shore?
Amen.
然后他们都说呢，主啊，我们今天不想死，因为这个风一下变得特别大。他说我们求你打败那魔鬼，让我们能够平安的到岸。
They went back to shore and the Christians lived for God wonderful lives.
然后他们都回到了这个岸边，然后基督徒船上的基督徒他们都活出了一个很好的生命。
And the man lived a terrible life.
然后那个扔硬币的男孩呢，就活了一个特别糟糕的生命。
Probably 40 years later, one of the preachers, Boyd Nicholson was his name, was in that town. in Manitoba.
那很多年之后呢，差不多四十年之后，有一个传道人啊，正好恰巧去了他们那个镇子。
And one of the women said to Boyd, Boyd, would you please go to my brother and tell him the message of the gospel one more time?
然后当中呢，他的一个姐妹哈，就跟这个 Boyd, 就这个传道人说，你能不能去我家呢，跟我哥哥再讲一遍这个福音呢？
He went and found the man on the other side of town.
然后他去呢，就在镇子的一头就找到了这个男人。
He spoke to him.
他就跟他说了。
And he said to him, do you remember that day on the lake?
他说，你记不记得那一天在湖面上那一天呢？
He said, yes, I remember.
那个男的说，我记得。
And then he said, and since that day, my heart has been like a dried stick of wood.
就这个这个小男孩后来长大了，他就回答，他说，从那天开始，我的心呢，就像一个干枯的木头一样。
The wonderful part of the story is that Boyd told him that God still loves him.
这个美好的故事的部分是呢，那传道人跟这个男孩说，神依然爱你。
At the end of a terrible and wasted life, that man too asked the Lord Jesus to be his Savior.
所以在这个漫长也荒芜的一生之后啊，这个男人也信主了。
This particular day here in Acts chapter 2, the wind started to blow.
在这个故事里呢，这个风呢也开始吹起来。
The question is it going to be a wind of blessing or is it going to be a wind of disaster?
问题是，这是一个祝福的风呢，还是一个灾难的风呢？
And the story is that the wind was a picture not of the spirit of evil, but a picture of the spirit of God, the Holy Spirit of God, and it came down and it rested on every believer who was in that room.
这个风呢，它是神的圣灵啊，它是一个圣灵的图像，它降在了每一个当时在房间里的人身上。
They all began to speak in different languages.
他们都开始用不同的方言来说话。
So they spoke with different languages, but they all spoke the same message with different languages.
虽然用的语言不一样，但他们讲的内容却是一样的。
And they all started speaking the wonderful works of God.
他们都在讲神的美好的作为。
And when they did so, they were in a, I guess they weren't in a room, they were in an open space. When they started to speak in these other languages, the people who were around the temple at that time, they all came to hear what was going on.
所以当他们开始说的时候呢，周围的那些人啊，听见自己家乡的方言的时候，他们就都进来看啊，来他们在做什么，他们在说什么。
And you can imagine people saying, something's going on over there. Those people are all speaking languages they don't know.
然后你一定想一想啊，是当时会有人大家都传啊，说哎呀，你那里可以看，他们都在说他们不是他们家乡的方言。
And they said that could, if people can't speak languages they don't know.
然后大家都觉得这不可能啊，谁能说别国的语言呢？
And so the multitudes, there were thousands of people there, they started coming to where the Christians were.
所以有很多很多的人啊，他们就来看这个，然后聚集在这些基督徒，这些门徒们所在的地方。
And from each part of the world, the people came, and they heard people telling the wonderful works of God in their own language.
那在每一个来的人呢，他都听见了在场的门徒在用他们家乡的语言呢，他能听得懂的语言来讲福音，神的福音。
And so verse 9 says that some of the people from Parthia came and they heard somebody over there speaking the message of God in the Parthian language. They didn't know it, but they were speaking in the Parthian language. So all the Parthians went over there to hear him speak in that language.
然后呢，第九节你会看见呢，我们帕提亚人，那帕提亚人呢是讲他们当地的帕提亚人的语言。那门徒们其实不会讲这个话，但是圣灵降下来以后呢，会有门徒在那边讲，所以帕提亚人就聚集起来去听那个门徒讲，用他们帕提亚语呢去讲福音。
And those who came from media, why they would hear somebody else who didn't know them at all, but he was speaking in perfect Median language, they heard him.
马代人也是一样，他们听见了呢，有人用完全的马代话哈来讲这个他神的福音。
And the people from Elam, they would hear the same thing, probably 17 different languages being spoken that particular day.
那以兰人也是一样的，差不多有17种的语言哈，在那一天由门徒们在说。
So we move pretty slowly here in this class because we speak in two languages.
那今天呢，我们在这个课堂上呢，我们讲的慢，是因为我们要有两种语言来讲。
This particular day, they were speaking in 17 languages.
那一天呢，讲了17种语言。
But they didn't have to wait for interpretation.
但他们不需要等一个人来翻译。
Because each teacher was teaching in his own language. So he had 17 different sermons going on.
因为每一个当场的讲师呢，是用听众自己的语言来讲，所以当场有17种语言。
It's just that the preachers didn't know the language that they were speaking.
听起来啊，反正这个传道人当时讲的这个人呢，其实他都不知道他在讲什么。
And so the question was, what does this mean?
那问题是呢，这个是什么意思呢？
And so after a while, they finally quietened down and they turned to Peter and they said, "Now, Peter." Could you tell us what's happening?
所以过了一阵呢，大家都安静下来，大家就找彼得啊，说彼得你来啊，就跟我们讲一讲到底发生什么了。
So verse 14.
14节。
And we should read verses 14 through 17.
我们读14节到17节。
彼得从十一个使徒站起，高声说，犹太人和一切住在耶路撒冷的人呐，这件事你们当知道，但也当侧耳听我的话。还有左边吗？
对，往下。
你们想四个人是罪了，其实不是罪了，因为时候刚到一处，这正是先知约珥所说的。
神说，在末后的日子，我要将我的灵浇灌伴有血气的，你们的儿女要说预言，你们的少年人要见异象，老年人要做异梦。
All right. So, was that the last verse?
Yeah, that's right.
It was, okay. And my Chinese isn't very good, but I thought that was the last verse. All right, so we'll read it together in English all together. Then Peter stood up with the 11, raised his voice, and addressed the crowd. Fellow Jews, and all of you who live in Jerusalem, let me explain this to you. Listen carefully to what I say. These men are not drunk as you suppose. It's only 9 in the morning. No, this is what was spoken by the prophet Joel. In the last days, God says, I will pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions, and your old men will dream dreams. All right, that's what it was all about.
这就是关于整件事了。
What were the Christians expecting?
基督徒们在期望什么呢？
They were expecting that they could be put to death too. What were the non-Christians expecting?
基督徒当时也很害怕被杀。非基督徒呢，当时。
They were expecting that God would come in judgment.
他们担心神来，只来立刻行审判。
What happened?
发生了什么呢？
God came in blessing.
神来祝福啊。
That's amazing.
这是很神奇的。
What did the people who killed Jesus deserve?
那些杀了耶稣的人，他们本来配得什么？
They deserved death, didn't they?
对，他们本来配得死亡。
Murderers are supposed to die. They deserve death.
所以每一个凶手其实都应该死亡的，配得死亡。
But later on, Peter promises and says that this promise of the Holy Spirit was to you people who killed him.
然后彼得就说呢，这个应许啊，其实是给了你们这些实际上已经杀了耶稣的人。
And he says, and the promise is also to you and your children and all who are afar off.
给了你们和你们的孩子和这之后世代的人就是这个应许。
All right. So, what really happened this day was that judgment was deferred.
那今天一直在看见的我们看到地上啊就是审判一直在被延后。
Okay. Judgment from God is certain, isn't it?
所以神的审判是很确实的对不对
?But God doesn't always judge everybody today.
那神并不是今天立时就审判每一个人。
But God will judge everybody.
但神会审判每一个人。
So we've all got to remember that judgment by God is very often deferred.
所以我们要记得呢，神的审判呢，常常它会延后。
I remember a story that came from the prairies again about maybe 100 years ago, 80 years ago. It's a story about a farmer on the prairies.
那八九十年前的一个故事是有个农民农夫。
Okay, and the story goes like this. The Christians on the farms on the prairies 80 years ago never worked on Sunday.
在那个地方 prairie 那个地方的农夫呢在八九十年前呢他们在周日呢都是不工作的。
They said Sunday is a day of rest. Sunday is a day we should go to church. We wouldn't want to do our farming on Sunday.
他们都知道呢礼拜天呢是一个休息天啊要把这一天交给主啊所以他们那一天不工作。
But there was one man who said, I'm not a Christian. I don't care about that.
那有一个人呢他就说那我不是个基督徒我也不想介意这个要求。
So he not only did his work on Sunday,But he wrote a letter to the editor of the newspaper.
他不但那一天工作呢，他还写了封信给报纸。
And he said, "You know, I think these Christians are foolish."
他说呢，你知道吗？我觉得这些基督徒啊，真的很愚蠢。
He said, "I plowed my field on Sunday."
他说我在星期天呢，把我的地犁了一下。
I planted my crops on another Sunday.
我下一个周日呢又种了一些庄稼。
I cut my crop down on another Sunday.
然后再过了一周呢我去就可以收割庄稼。
I harvested it on another Sunday.
我再有一个周末呢我又可以丰收啊收成。
And I got a really good crop.
所以我就得到了很好的收成。
And he said to the editor of the paper, so what do you think of that?
然后他就给报纸的这个编辑写信哈，他说你觉得这样怎么样？
And the editor of the paper was a very wise man.
这个报纸的编辑是个非常有智慧的人。
And so he wrote back and he simply said, I think your story proves that God doesn't always settle all his accounts on Sunday.
他说呢我觉得你的这个例子啊证明神不是在所有的周末呢都行审判 settle accounts means judgment.
That's right.
不是在每一个周末都审判人啊。
Okay. What does judgment deferred mean?
所以 就是审判延后是什么意思？
Judgment deferred simply means this. God didn't judge you today, but he will judge you tomorrow.
这就意味着呢，今天他没有审判，但是呢，以后他会审判。
We don't know when that judgment day is coming, but it will come.
我们不知道那个审判日会什么时候来，但是我们知道他一定会来。
What do you know about the devil?
你知道关于魔鬼什么事吗？
Will God judge the devil?
我们是要审判魔鬼的。
Yes. Has God put all the demons in prison already?
神是不是已经把所有魔鬼都放在监狱里了呢？
No, the devil's still active, isn't he?
没有，今天他依然还在地上。
What does that mean?
这是意味着什么呢？
It means God has deferred the judgment of the devils, but it's coming.
这意味着呢，神推迟了给魔鬼的审判，但是那个审判会来的。
So this particular day, there was judgment deferred.
所以在那个特别的一天呢，其实有一个延后的审判。
And the Christians, instead of getting maybe some of the things that they deserved, they got the blessing of God.
所以基督徒们呢，他们得着了神的祝福。
And the people who had killed the Lord Jesus, instead of getting judgment, they got the opportunity to believe and trust him too. For them, it was judgment deferred.
所以对于那些钉死耶稣的那些人呢，他们本来应该是受审判的，但是呢，神推迟了审判，给了他们一个接受救赎得着赦免的机会。
So if you were in a situation where judgment was deferred, what would you do?
如果你是在那个情形下，你发现审判推迟了，你会怎么样？
Okay, that's right. I heard two things. Number one I heard was happy, and number two was I'd return to God. And I think that's true. You'd say this is wonderful. Judgment isn't now, but...Judgment will be tomorrow. I'd better today get ready for judgment that is coming tomorrow.
所以你会我刚才听见两个，一个是说高兴，一个是说回转归向神，这是都是对的。当你听见神的审判推迟了以后，但神的审判还会再来，你说那我很高兴，我今天还有机会，那我一定要转向，我要转向神，因为呢我要预备好明天或者以后要来的审判。
All right, the book of Peter. I'm just looking up the verse.
彼得前，彼得。
Second Peter.
彼得，彼得后书。
Second Peter, we'll find it.
彼得后书。
Second Peter chapter 3.
彼得后书三章。
And verse 8. Well, get someone to read, or you can read in Chinese verses 8 and 9 and 10.
彼得后书三章八节、八九节和十节。亲爱的弟兄啊，有一件事你们不可忘记，就是主看一日如千年，千年如一日，主所应许的尚未成就，有人以为他是单言，其实不是单言，乃是宽容你们，不愿有一人沉沦，乃愿人人都悔改。但主的日子要像贼来到一样，那日天必有响声废去，有行智的都要被烈火消化，地和其上的物都要烧尽了。
All right, let's read them in English then.But do not forget this one thing, dear friends. With the Lord, a day is like a thousand years, and a thousand years are like a day. The Lord is not slow in keeping his promise, as some understand slowness. He is patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish.But everyone to come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come like a thief. The heavens will disappear with a roar. The elements will be destroyed by fire. and the earth and everything in it will be laid bare. Okay, the key line is at the beginning of verse 10. It says, but the day of the Lord will come. In the Bible, the day of the Lord is the day of judgment.
所以这里的重要的一节就是十节前半段说主的日子一定会来的。那圣经里呢讲到主的日子就是审判的日子。
So in Acts chapter 2, what you have is the day of the Lord, the judgment of the Lord deferred.
所以在使徒行传二章呢我们看见的是主的日子审判的日子呢推迟了。
But the day of the Lord will come.
但神的日主的日子会来的。
So the question is, there are two things that you could do if your own day of judgment were deferred.
所以在问题是呢，有两件事情你可以做，当你发现你自己的被审判的那个事情呢被推后了。
If you repent, then the day of the Lord's judgment being deferred will be very, very good because you repent and you say, Lord, I'm so thankful I was given a little extra time in order to repent and follow the Lord.
所以当你决定悔改呢你很后悔呢那这个是对你非常好的消息因为你可以得着救赎你要预备好那要来的审判的那一天。
But if the day of judgment is deferred, and you don't repent, would the day of judgment being deferred be a good thing or a bad thing?
如果那个审判的日推迟了，但是其实你是不愿意悔改啊，你就推迟这样的事情，对你有好处吗
？Good or bad?
好的还是不好的？
不好，是做的更
多。It'd be bad, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, in the Second World War, there was a man by the name of Adolf Hitler.
二战的时候有个人名字叫希特勒。
And he was the man who started the Second World War.
他就是那个发起二战的人。
When would have been the best time for him to die?
什么时候是他最好要死的时候呢？
At the beginning of the war or the end of the war?
是二战开始的时候还是二战结束的时候？
It would be the beginning, wouldn't it? Because you see, he allowed those days of deferment for him to do much more evil. So the commentary of the Bible on that is this. These people are treasuring up wrath and more wrath for the day of wrath that will come.
所以他说这些人呢、啊、就是这些不愿意悔改人他是在积累神的愤怒啊直到那大日审判的大日那一天。
So, the message of the deferment of judgment is good news only if you repent.
所以神的审判推迟啊它只是当你愿意悔改的时候才是好消息。
But if you don't repent,
如果你不悔改啊
That's not good news.
这可是个很糟糕的消息。
Alright, so that's what the message was. God said, I will defer judgment.
这就是这个信息啊神说我要把这个审判要延迟。
But God did not say, I will remove judgment.
但是注意这里啊神没有说我要取消审判。
Just because it's deferred doesn't mean to say it's removed.
他延迟不等于他取消。
But if in fact you trust the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, if you acknowledge that Jesus sent the Holy Spirit and he came to save us and to help us, if you repent, what happens to judgment?
如果你接受耶稣基督啊成为你的救主你悔改在审判的会发生什么呢
It is removed.
哎，这个审判就真的被去除了。
So what would you rather have? Judgment deferred or judgment removed?
啊，你会喜欢什么？一个延迟的审判呢，还是一个被取消的审判？
And you say, I want judgment removed, please. No point putting it off till tomorrow. I want judgment removed.
你说当然了，我不要审判，我不希望推迟。
All right, so.
嗯、okay. Yeah, the question is still on the Second Peter.
Second Peter, chapter 2. Yeah.
Chapter 3, verse 10. Yeah.
Second Peter, chapter 3.
Chapter 3, Second Peter.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm in ISIS.
Exactly the same verse you quote.
Yeah. Yes. Second Peter 3:10, right.
3:10, yeah. But the day of the Lord will come like a thief. Why,
yes.
Why use the parable of thief?
Why like a thief?
And why the heaven will disappear with a roar? So if it's a thief, how come it with a roar?
Okay. All right. So let's start with the first question, and that is, why is it described as the Lord coming in judgment as a thief?
So 我们先回答第一个问题啊，为什么用这个比喻？说主像主的来到像日子像要贼来到一样。
Okay, now I don't know if you've had the very unpleasant experience of having somebody steal in your house.
那我不知道大家有没有经历过这个，也不是很令人喜悦的这个经历，就是家里被偷了啊。
Oh, you say that's really bad. I don't like it when the thief comes.
你说是，这很糟糕，我可不想贼来。贼家里有贼。
So if you knew that a thief was coming to your house at 11 o'clock tomorrow night, what would you do?
如果你知道啊，明天晚上11点呢，你们家会有贼来，你会怎么办呢？
Okay. I'd turn all the lights on. I would invite to my house my biggest friends. Really big guys. Okay.
然后呢，我会呢把我家的灯全打开，然后把我那个最强壮的朋友请到家里来。
I would say, come to my house and bring your dogs.
然后我会说呢，你到我家来，把你那条大狗也带来。
Okay, so that when the thief came, he wouldn't get very much.
如果这个贼真的来了呢，那他其实啥也没拿到。
God says, when I come on judgment day, I've given you warning and warning and warning and warning and warning. And if you say no, it's going to come just like that. It'll come like a thief. You're not going to know when it's going to come. All you know for sure is it is going to come. God is going to judge.
所以呢，神说呢，我要一直给你警告，警告，警告。但是如果你拒绝呢，他来的时间就像贼一样，他不会通知你的，然后迅速的在你完全不知道的情形下，他审判就来了。
So God has given us enough warnings, and when judgment day comes for us, it's going to come without warning.
所以神会把警告呢放在前面，当等到真正审判要来的时候，这个审判本身他确切的日子是不会给你知道，他不会警告你的。
But then Stephanie keeps on reading the verse, and she sees what comes next.
然后呢刚才 Stephanie 往下读啊，他发现哎，这个还有下一个还有问题。
It says the heavens will disappear with a roar, the elements will be destroyed by fire, the earth and everything in it will be laid bare.
啊，天大有响声，废去啊，形质的都烈火消化，都烧尽了。
The first meaning of that is that when judgment comes, it's going to be complete judgment.
所以这个第一层意思呢，是当审判来的时候，它是一个完全的审判。
Okay? Sometimes when the thief comes, he steals something and you say, oh, he got that, but fortunately he didn't get this. I had this in another, the thief didn't get that, he just got this.
有的时候呢，你家里真的遭贼了以后啊，你会说，哎呀，太幸运了，这个贼只偷了那样东西，我有一样更重要的东西藏在另外一个房间的一个地方，他没找着。
But on this judgment day, everything is going to be judged.
但是在这个审判里，在这个审判日里面，这是一个完全的审判，你没有什么东西是能留下的。
Okay. Even the heavens are going to be judged.
即使天呢，也是。
And the earth is going to be judged.
天和地啊，都要消化。
And everything in it will be judged.
在这当中的所有的东西都要被审判。
Have you ever heard anybody say, "Why doesn't the Lord do something about that?"
你有没有听过一些人说为什么神要这么做、
Sometimes there are bad things like happened in Toronto yesterday.
Yes. 有的时候呢我们会碰到比如像昨天在多伦多发生的那么糟糕的事情、
And they say, why does God allow that?、
为什么神会许可这样的事情发生呢
It's a terrible thing.
很糟糕啊为什么人会去行恶形成这样呢
Why didn't God judge that man?Before he killed those 10 people.
为什么神不在这个人杀了十个人之前就审判他呢先审判好了吗
But you see, the judgment of God is not just against him.
你要知道神的审判啊不只是针对这一个杀人凶手。
And if God were going to judge him, well, he'd have to judge Harold. And he'd have to judge all of us.
神的审判是对地上每一个人，他要审判这个凶手，他同时要审判我，审判我们在座的每一位。
And so, I think we're often happy to say, God, I want you to judge him now, but me later.
我们经常有的想法呢是，我希望你啊，神呐、啊，你先立刻先审判这个人，我的审判呢放后一步再说。
We even go farther and we say, we want you to judge him now, but I don't want you ever to judge me.
或者说呢我干脆再走远一点我就希望你现在审判这个人我的审判呢你就取消了算了不用了。
But you see, judgment, when God's judgment comes, it's going to come for all.
所以你要知道呢神要么没有推迟等到他要审判的时候他是所有的。全部都是。
Now turn to the book of John chapter 3.
我们来看一下约翰福音的三章。约翰福音三章。
And I'm not sure that that's exactly the verse that I wanted. Someone can read verse 36, please. John 3:36.
36. 约翰福音三章三十六节最后一节。信子的人有永生，不信子的人得不着永生。神的震怒常在他身上。
All right. This verse basically says that if we believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, we have eternal life.
就是我们相信神圣子的人就有永生。
Actually, it's verse 18 that I want us to read.
那我们再看十八节哈，十八节。
And you can read that one too, if you will.
信他的人不被定罪，不信的人罪已经定了，因为他不信神独生子的名。
All right, John 3:18, we'll read it together. Whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe stands condemned already because he has not believed in the name of God's one and only Son. Okay, so how do we escape condemnation or judgment?In the Greek, the same words are there. Condemned or judged.
我们怎么样能逃离、定罪或者审判呢？在希腊文里面这两个是一个意思、就是审判和定罪。
The word condemned is really the consequence of the word judged.
所以被定罪呢其实是审判的一个自然结果。 因为我们本身是罪人。
To be judged is to decide.
所以审判呢，其实就是做决定了。
To be condemned is the consequence of the decision that says you're wrong.
所以被定罪呢，其实是这样的一个决定。什么决定呢？就是你做错了，你犯罪了，这个决定自然的一个结果就是被定罪。
So if you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, you will not be condemned because you will not be judged because you get not judgment deferred, you get judgment removed.
所以如果你信靠神独生子耶稣基督的名啊，因为他替你付上了罪的代价，所以你就不再被定罪，不再被审判你的审判呢不是说推迟了，是取消了。
But if you don't believe, what happens?
如果你不相信会发生什么呢？
You're condemned already.
你就已经被定罪了。
Imagine looking at the Lord Jesus Christ and saying to him, Jesus, I don't believe you.
你想一想，如果你告诉神，你对着耶稣说，我不相信你。
We did the test this morning, didn't we?
我们今天早晨做了这个测试，对不对？
Is this book believable?
这本书是不是可信的呢？
That's the question we asked this morning. But we asked the next question. Can you tell me anything or anyone that is more believable than this book?
你能不能找到一本书或者另外一个人比这本书更可靠的，更愿意让你相信的？
Which politician is more believable than this book?
有哪一个政客会说的话比这本书更有可靠性的？
Which professor at the university is more believable than this book?
学校的教授能够说的话比这本书更可靠。
So I asked the question this morning, didn't I? You tell me, you know anything more believable than this book?
你告诉我你有什么觉得比这本书更可相信的。
And nobody said, yes, I do.
真的没有人能够说是的，我知道。
So why then would we say that if we don't believe, we're condemned already?
那为什么我们会说如果我们不信罪名就已经定了呢？
Because you see, there's no better alternative. The condemnation is, this book is reliable. Jesus is believable.
因为罪名定的原因是这本书是真实的，是耶稣基督是可靠的。
And to say I don't believe you is a terrible insult to the God who made you and gave you everything.
说我不相信你呢，这个对那造你的主也把一切都给了你的主啊，是一个特别大的冒犯。
So the story in Acts chapter 2 then is that instead of sending judgment right away, he says, judgment will be deferred. God says, I'm going to give you more time to come to me.
所以在使徒行传二章我们看见没有给他们所期待或者害怕的审判，说呢给了他们一个审判的推迟，因为神愿意给他们更多的时间来悔改。
In Acts chapter 3, you have another movement or another implication of what happened after Jesus went to heaven. I guess I'd better finish on with Acts chapter 2. What would you do if you had been there in Acts chapter 2?
如果我们先等会儿看三章，我们先把二章讲完，就是如果你在那一天呢，你会做什么在那群人当中。
Would you have said, thank you, Lord, you didn't judge me, I'm a sinner, I want you to forgive me? I think you would have said, if you want to give me the Holy Spirit to help me and to live with me and to fill me, I want that now.
你会跟神说呢，主啊，谢谢你啊，我谢谢你推迟了我的审判，我现在愿意接受基督成为我的救主啊，我现在就要神的救恩，要那圣灵。
That particular day, 3,000 people said, that's what I want, and I want it now.
就在那一天，特别的一天呢，有3,000个人说了， 我要这福音，我要这个救恩，现在就要。
In Acts chapter 3.
那我们再看使徒行传的三章。
We get the wonderful story. And we're just going to read, I think we've got to read all 10 verses, and then I'll try to cover the ground quickly. But the 10 verses are marvelous. This is what happened just a few days later. Okay? God sent the Spirit of God down, marvelous, and then a few days later, something else wonderful happened. Let's read it.
1 to 10, right?
1 to 10.
这是几天之后哈发生的事情，一个非常美好的故事，一节到十节，三章的一节到十节。我们顺序读。
伸出祷告的时候，彼得、约翰上圣殿去，有一个人生来是瘸腿的，天天被人抬来，放在殿的一个门口，那门名叫美门，要求进殿的人周济。他看见彼得、约翰将要进殿，就求他们周济。彼得、约翰定睛看他，彼得说：“你看我们。”那人就留意看他们，指望得着什么。彼得说：“金银我都没有，只把我所有的给你。我奉拿撒勒人耶稣基督的名，叫你起来行走。”于是拉着他的右手扶他起来，他的脚和踝子骨立刻健壮的，就跳起来站着，又行走，同他们进了殿，走着跳着赞美神。百姓都看见他行走赞美神，认得他是那素常坐在殿的每门口求周济的，就因他所遇着的事满心稀奇惊讶。
All right, let's read it in English then. One day, Peter and John were going up to the temple at the time of prayer at 3 in the afternoon. Now a man crippled from birth was being carried to the temple gate called Beautiful, where he was put every day to beg from those going into the temple. When he saw Peter and John about to enter, he asked them for money. Peter looked straight at him, as did John. Then Peter said, "Look at us." So the man gave them his attention, expecting to get something from them. Then Peter said, "Silver or gold I do not have, but what I have I give you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, walk." Taking him by the right hand, he helped him up, and instantly the man's feet and ankles became strong. He jumped to his feet and began to walk. Then he went with them into the temple courts, walking and jumping and praising God. When all the people saw him walking and praising God, they recognized him as the same man who used to sit begging at the temple gate called Beautiful. And they were filled with wonder and amazement at what had happened to him. So if you were that man, what would you think?
如果你是那个人，你会想什么？
Would you have said, "That's a pretty good day"?
你会说，哎呀，今天可真是个好日子。
I come, they carry me to the gate today like they've done for 40 years.
那他们把我每天都抬到这个店门口来啊，就像过去的几十年一样。
And I expected that they would give me some money.
我期望有些路过的人给我一点钱。
And instead of that, I get to walk.
但是呢，没有，不是得到钱了，我能够行走了。
Now some people say, "I don't know if I'd like to be a Christian."
有的人会说那样，我不知道我是不是要成为一个基督徒。
Some people say, "You know, if you're a Christian, life's going to be pretty boring."
有的人会说，你要是成为基督徒啊，你的生命可能会比较闷呐。
What do you do when you're a Christian? Oh, you go to church.
啊，你作为基督徒，你干什么呢？哎呀，你去教会。
And you sing things, but one of my friends told me years ago, "Harold, I don't really like going to church because I don't like singing. It's okay for you because you like singing, but I don't like singing."
我以前很多年前一个朋友说，哎呀，我不喜欢去教会，就是我不喜欢唱歌。他说你喜欢唱歌，所以你适合去。
Other people say something like this. They say, I want my fun now.
因为很多人会说呢，那我要现在我就要我的乐趣。
Okay, you can say that.
你可以这么说。
But you can go to this man. And you can say to this man now, the next day, wouldn't you rather have your legs broken so you can go back to the gate and beg again tomorrow?
你可以问问这个好起来的人，你说你愿不愿意现在的腿坏了再回到美门坐着？
What do you think he would have said?
他会说什么？
He would have said, I'm not going back there, man.
他肯定会说我再不回去了。
He said, you know what I'm going to do today?
你说你知道我今天要做什么吗？
I'm going to walk all around this city and see all those places that I wanted to see. And I would say to my friends before, can we stop now? They'd say, no, no, we got to go. We can't. And I'm going to see what I wanted to see. And I'm going to go where I wanted to go. And do you think he would be excited when he woke up in the morning?
Absolutely.
他一定会说呢，我要在整个耶路撒冷城，我前前后后全走一遍，我把我原来想去看的地方，我全去看一遍。你觉得他那天早上醒来会不会特别高兴
？Okay, so did you note what he did? We'll see if we can read again the verse. Verse 8, the middle line says, "Then he went with them into the temple courts." Walking and jumping and praising God.
就像第八节的当中讲到的一样，他们进了殿哈，站起来的摊子就走着跳着赞美神。
Why do you think he was jumping?
为什么他要跳？
Okay. I think he was doing somersaults if he could. He was so excited. He says, I don't want to just walk. And he jumped up and down.
因为他太高兴了，他就觉得我不能只是走着，我要跳，我要跳一下。
Okay. Do you think he got excited?
Yes.
Okay. That's the word, get all excited. He was excited.
神也很高兴。
Okay, now I'm going to tell you something that I learned just the other day and something that I learned a long time ago. So, chapter 2 and verse just give me a minute because I can't remember the precise word that I'm looking for. All right. In chapter 2 and verse 46.
二章的四十六节。
It says, every day, these new Christians who believed the Lord Jesus in Acts chapter 2 continued to meet together in the temple courts. They broke bread in their homes and ate together with glad and sincere hearts.
46节说呢，他们天天同心合意，恒切地在殿里，且在家中掰饼，存着欢喜诚实的心用饭。
Okay, so what does the word glad mean?
欢喜什么意思？
Glad.
Joy.
Okay. Have you ever been glad?
你有没有欢喜过？
Okay. Have you ever been as glad as the man who was healed?
你有没有欢喜的像这个刚刚被医好的这个摊子一样那么欢喜？
Okay. Okay. And some of you are saying, I think so. I think so. Okay.
有的人会说我想我有过了。
And the man who was healed was so glad he couldn't stop jumping. Okay. He was just jumping because he was glad.
这个人医好的这个人他如此的开心，他抑制不了自己啊，他就跳起来。
Now, if you look up in your Bible,not in your Bibles, in your concordance. If you study the Greek language, you will find that that word glad actually means. It doesn't say glad in the Greek language. It says in the Greek language, much jump.
So if you study 原文的圣经啊，那这个原文是圣经的这个新约的原文是希腊文写的。那希腊文的这个刚才读到的那个欢喜这个词啊，它就是在讲跳。
That's what Jesus offers us.
跳的高高的跳啊。
Jesus says, "I want to give you much jump."
所以这就是耶稣想说的，我要给你更多的跳，让你跳起来。
Okay, you say, Lord, I didn't know it was going to be that good.
你说哎呀，主啊，我没想到有这么好啊。
Now I heard a radio preacher the other day. I can't even remember who it was or when, but this is what he said.
我有一天听到一个电台里的传道人讲。
He said in the Hebrew language, there's a word for joy.
他说在希伯来语里面也有一个词讲到喜乐。
And the word for joy that he was finding in the Hebrew language is a word which means to spin.
然后呢，他说在原文里那个希伯来语这个喜乐哈，就是转圈呢，转就像转陀螺一样那个 spin.
Okay. Have you ever been so excited?
你有没有如此的高兴的时候，你在地上转呢
？Okay. Now most of us are very subdued.
我们很多人啊，其实是他用的 subdue 这个词，就是比较压抑了，就是怎么讲
？Okay. But have you ever noticed little children?
Yes.
What do little children do when they get excited?
你有没有看见小孩子啊？小孩子他特别高兴、兴奋的时候，他什么样子
？Okay. They do.
跳。
Yeah. Spin. That's right.
他跳，然后他打转。他跳，然后他打转。
That's what God says. You trust the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior, and things happen on the inside.
这就是神说，你信靠耶稣成为你的救主，你里面的灵就是这个状态，就是你跳。
I saw a man at a funeral a couple of weeks ago that I hadn't seen for many years. I didn't get to speak to him, but I saw him.
我前几天看见一个人啊，那我很多年没见到了，那我没有跟他有交谈那一天。
His neighbor invited him way back in 1986, I think it was. Might even have been before that. When Billy Graham was in town. And he went to hear Billy Graham. And he asked the Lord Jesus to be his Savior. He was the next door neighbor to my friend. And so they came home from the Billy Graham crusade, and my friend Harry said to him, Richard, how do you feel? Oh, he says, this is wonderful. And it was very, very early the next morning. I think it was the month of May. It was very, very early the next morning, probably 5 o'clock in the morning. And Harry got out of bed, looked out the window, and his neighbor, Richard, was walking around his backyard. And Harry called out the window and he said, Richard, what are you doing in the backyard at 5 o'clock in the morning? And Richard said, I'm saved. Jesus has saved me. You don't expect me to sleep, do you? Jesus has saved me.
就他说呢，很多年前啊，这个人呢，大概1986年或者在前还要早。那他呢是 Harold 一个朋友的邻居了。那这个那个时候呢，那个刚刚过世的这个葛培里的老弟兄呢，那个时候是一直经常在北美传道的，他会巡回来讲道。恰巧那个时候呢，他来我们这个地方呢讲了一次大型的布道会哈。然后 Harold 这个朋友呢，就带他这个邻居，说我带你去听这布道会。就在那布道会上呢，他是邻居信主了，他邻居叫 Richard， 他的朋友叫 Harry。然后呢，他邻居信主以后特别高兴那天， 高兴呢，然后晚上睡觉呢，第二天早晨呢，他的朋友起来的很早啊，5点钟，这个 Harry 他朋友起来就发现他这个邻居啊，在他们家后院里走，后院很小的，就在后院里转圈啊，转啊转啊转，早晨5点，然后他邻居就推开他这朋友就推开窗啊，就问他这邻居说 ：“Richard， 你在早晨5点钟在你家后院转什么呢？”他说：“你知道吗？我得救了，我得救了，耶稣基督救了我，我很高兴。我早晨5点起来，我要转。”
And I had no idea that I had gone so long without translation. I apologize. We read in this chapter or the next chapter. I guess it's the next chapter. That this man had been a cripple for 40 or more years.
那我们在可能是下一章我们提到会说这个人其实是瘫了有快40年。
Here we are. Chapter 4, verse 22.
对这是四章的22节。
The man who was miraculously healed was over 40 years old.
就是那个原来借着神迹医好的那人有40多岁。
You just can't imagine what that man did for the next few days.
你很难想象这个人在后面几天他会做什么。
40 years, not able to walk.
40年走不了啊。
Now, in the Bible, the number 40 has great significance.
在圣经里呢 ,40 这个数字是有很重要的意义。
It appears many, many, many times.
圣经里好多好多好多次出现过40。
It appears sufficiently, a sufficient number of times that when we see it, we say, this probably means something very special.
它如此出现的次数多呢，当我们认真看的时候，我们就会想，这大概会有一些很特别的意义。
So you tell me another story in the Bible about 40 years.
你可以告诉我另外一个故事里面有40年一说的。40 years in desert.
40 years in the desert.
And our Lord Jesus was devil's enticement for 40 days.
40 days. All right, so the 40 years in the wilderness, that's the one that first comes to mind. What did the children of Israel do for 40 years in the wilderness?
以色列人40年的旷野他们做什么? They just walked.
They walked. Where did they go?
他们要去哪里呀? Canaan land.
They just went round and round and round and round, didn't they?
他们就转圈转转转。
40 years and they went nowhere.
40年他们哪里也没有去。
40 years and they accomplished virtually nothing.
40年他们实际啥也没有完成，也是没有做，什么也没有做。
40 years for all of the adults to die.
40年啊，那一代的成年人就都死了。
So if you really want to know what it was all about, it was 40 years of funerals.
所以如果你真的想去了解那40年什么呢 ?40 年都在办葬礼。
That sound exciting?
那个很激动吗让你
Very sad.
非常非常悲哀啊非常悲哀。
Okay. Now these two stories are parallel.
所以这两个故事是平行的。
Here's a man who for 40 years has been going nowhere and accomplishing nothing.
那这里有个人他40年呢真的也因为瘸腿做不了什么。
And the Lord Jesus Christ, sorry, Peter speaks to him, the Lord Jesus Christ saves him, he gets legs, he gets to jump, he gets joy, he gets life that can go somewhere.
然后呢借着彼得的话耶稣基督的灵呢医好了他他可以开始走他可以开始跳他可以开始做一些他喜欢的事。
The reason, of course, that the children of Israel went round and 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 round is because they didn't believe.
那相反的另外一个故事里，那犹太的那一代的以色列人在旷野里转啊转啊转转转那么久呢，是因为他们不信。
And if you and I don't believe the Lord Jesus, the best thing that could happen to us is that we just go round and round and round and round and round and round.
如果我们真的不信耶稣基督呢，最好的在我们身上发生的事啊，就是一直转啊转啊转啊转，什么也做不了。
So you get this beautiful picture here. The Lord Jesus, sorry, the Bible at this point is speaking not just to this man. And it's not just his story to a few people who were there. It's the story to all of Israel who didn't believe in the God of Moses and they just went round and round and round. And God is saying to them, if you believe in Jesus, you'll be like the lame man who was healed. And if you don't, you'll be like the lame man that wasn't healed.
所以这个借着这个故事呢，其实让我们看见神就告诉当时的所有的以色列人，如果你们不相信神呢，就会像你们的先祖啊，就不相信摩西的神一样，就在那旷野里一直转，转了四十年，就是一代的人都死了。如果你们信靠呢，就会像这个摊子一样，就可以站起来。
So you put the two stories together now.
你可以把两个故事现在放在一起。
If you trust the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior and you get the Holy Spirit, what's it going to be like?
如果你接受耶稣基督成为你的救主，你得着圣灵，那会像什么？
It's going to be like you just getting the ability to walk.
这就像你得着了行走的能力一样。
And your whole life becomes full of reason and purpose and objective and power and on and on and on those good words go.
所以你的能力哦，你的整个生命呢就会改变，就会有能力，信心，有一切的好的祝福。
And when you look back on your old life, you'll say, you know, my old life.Was just like that lame man, or like the children of Israel, round and round.
然后你回头看你的旧我的生命，老我的生命，你会看见哦，我的那个生命就像这个摊子一样，就像那个在旷野转圈的以色列人一样。
All right, well, maybe that's a good point to leave it for today. We've got a few minutes. Do we have some questions for comments? We haven't covered all these stories, but what are your thoughts and comments?
我们留一点点时间给大家问问题，就是那学到这里有什么问题没有
？Question. Who's got something to say?
He's already said it.
我问你好了。就刚才哈尔讲的这个审判，神的审判，他不会就是只是推迟，他没有取消而已。就是我们有时候可能是总觉得心里想，哎，那个人为什么没有去审判他？在我们看来的话，他是个最坏的人，但是他的家人看来他是他们家最好的人，是吧？这个觉得你去审判他也不，但是我们大家如果说一直公认，比如说像希特勒这种人的话，全世界都认为他是最坏的，当时就在他当时生活的那个年代的话，如果上帝或者是有那种大人的话，按他在这个发生战争之前，按他能够去审判他的话，这个是我觉得这个应该是合理的，是吧？因为他是
自己内部
的，这个因为他是大家都公认他是最坏的。
The question is still on the judgment. Yeah, so we all know that if we're talking about this man is really bad, but actually for his family, maybe he's not that bad.
Yes.
He's a good man. So we can understand this situation.
Yes.
But if someone like Adolf Hitler,
yeah.
Everybody in the world knows he's really bad.
Yes.
For this kind of person, why God did not put the judgment upon him before the World War II that will avoid more casualty in the war. So which means in everybody is in agreement that this is really a bad person. Why not? earlier. Judgment.
All right. We'll try to give the answer. You've all got comments, obviously, but I'll try to give you an answer. Actually, I'm going to give you an answer that I heard on the radio yesterday. I heard a radio preacher yesterday, and he said something like this. He said, "Are you a sinner?" And then he went on and he said, "Now, how bad a sinner are you?" And his answer was, "You're just as bad a sinner as that worst sinner that you know."
所以我就用一个回答，简单的回答，就是我昨天刚好也听了那个电台里的这个一个讲道人讲的嘛。那他在电台里呢，他就问了一个问题，他说：“你是罪人吗？”啊，那可能每个人都说呢，听的会说啊是。他说，他紧跟着问呢，他说，那你是多坏的一个罪人呢？然后呢，他说呢，其实呢，你是一个跟你认为最坏的那个人一样坏的罪人。
Now I think all of us say, well, I'm not as bad as he is.
因为我们每个人都会想的，我是比较坏，但是他是最坏的。
But you know what he says? He says, well, I'm not as bad as you are. Each person says the other guy's worse. Okay.
但是你要说那最坏的人呢，他反过来也会说一样的话。我也是比较坏，但是其实我不如那个人更坏啊。我每个人都是这么看问题的。
But we're all bad sinners.
但我们都是罪人。
Some of us don't have the same opportunity to be as bad as other people.
我们其实啊，很多人只是没有这样的机会。变得和你眼中的坏人那么坏啊。
And I never had enough, as much opportunity to be bad as Adolf Hitler.
比如说我呢，我就没有机会变得跟阿道夫希特勒那么坏啊。
Okay. But here's an interesting parallel logic. It goes like this.
这是一个非常有意思的逻辑啊，平行逻辑。
Let's assume that I rent your house.
假设我租了你们家房子。
Okay. And, you got a nice house, but I need to rent a house. So I rent a house from you.
你们家房子不错，那我现在正好要租，我就租了你们家房子。
And let's assume that you go back to China.
假设呢，你就回国了，回中国了，假设。
And, you're in China for a long time.
你在中国待了很久。
And you simply say to me, Harold, here's my bank account, here's my name, you just send me a check every month and you can pay the rent on my house.
然后你就说呢，Harold, 那我现在回中国呢，你就是每个月呢给我给你个银行账户，你就往里存钱就好了，写个支票往里存就好了。
Okay. And let's assume that I don't pay you rent on your house.
假设呢，我呢，就也没有付你，真正没付你租金啊。
And you come back 10 years later, and you say, Harold, where is my rent money?
然后你十年以后才回来了，你来问我啊，你说这个我的租金在哪呢？
And I say, well, to be perfectly frank, I noticed the neighbor's child, they didn't, so I gave some money to the neighbor's child.
然后我说，哎呀，他坦诚的说，就是我把这个钱给了家里你们家邻居的孩子了。
And I say, but where's my rent money? And you say, well, you know, my granddaughter, my granddaughter, she needed some new denture work done. So I spent some. Actually, my granddaughter's mouth looks very much better now than it did before.
然后当你问我租金在哪的时候，我又说呢，哎呀，我刚好我孙女要做一些牙科这个手术啊什么，我给她钱了，她现在她牙齿比以前好多了。
And you say to me, Harold, where is my rent money?
然后你还问我 ，Harold， 你这个我的租金在哪里呀
？Okay, now does it really matter whether I spent that money on my granddaughter or the neighbor？Or I went out and bought guns and shot people.
所以这个是不是真的有意义啊？就是当你问我租金在哪的时候，我给你解释，我是去做好事了， 是去给那个邻居钱了，是给我孙女钱了，还是做坏事了，拿把枪买了，拿钱买了枪去打人了。
All that matters to you is you didn't get your rent money and I should have paid it. I'm in deep trouble.
因为不管怎么样，我欠你的钱就是没有还，我是有大麻烦的。
On judgment day, this is the question.
所以在审判日的时候呢，这个问题是这样的。
Did you give glory to God?
你有没有把神的荣耀还给他？给他。
He's the one who made you.
他是创造你的。
He's the one who gave you everything that you enjoy on the face of this earth.
他给了你在地上一切你所享用的，你所有的东西。
He wants rent money.
他是那个来问你收租金的。
How do you give him rent money?
然后你怎么给他租金？
Give him glory.
你要给他荣耀啊，你要认可他，你要相信他。
Okay, that's the problem. Why did Adolf Hitler, why was he allowed to do such bad things?
为什么希特勒被许可能做这么些事情？
So we could all see how bad we really are.
我们可以在这个例子里看见我们有多坏啊。
We're all sinners.
我们都是罪人。
Some of us are big sinners, and some of us are little sinners. We're all sinners. If we haven't given God glory by accepting His Son as our Savior and yielding our lives to Him, we have robbed God.Of his glory.
所以我们是抢了神的钱了，就相当于这个我们欠了他一个债了，因为我们没有接受他的儿子的名义来接受得着我们罪的救赎，我们就相当于是一直欠着神的钱。
Okay, here's one other illustration.
有另外一个角度的解释。
And that is, let's assume we've all got to get to Hawaii.
假设我们所有的人现在都要去夏威夷。
Okay. And there's a boat going to Hawaii.
有艘船去夏威夷啊。
And we've all got to get to Hawaii. What are we going to do?
那我们要怎么做呢？
We're going to get on the boat.
我们要上船。
Okay. Now some of us might say, I'm not going to get on the boat, I'm going to swim.
有的人会说，那我不想上船，我游过去。
And some of us might be able to swim a mile.
有的人可能能游一英里。
Some of us might not be able to swim any more than a couple of hundred yards.
有的人很可能也就是几个 yard 的几个英尺之外就沉了。
Some people could swim 20 miles.
有的人可以一口气游这个20英里。
How many of us are going to get to Hawaii if we don't get on the boat?
如果我们不上船，你觉得游过去的人有多少个人能游过去啊？
Yeah. We're all sinners.
我们都是罪人。
We all need a savior.
我们都需要一个救主。
Adolf Hitler was bad. We might be good sinners. What difference does it make? We're all sinners.
希特勒是很坏，但我们也一样，我们都游不过去。
All right, our time is gone, and we'll pray.
好，我们来祷告。
Lord, we want to thank you for the stories of the Bible that tell us of the promises of God.
主啊，我们谢谢您关于圣经的故事来讲，告诉我们关于神的事情。
And we often say how helpless and hopeless we sinners had been if he never had loved us.
主啊，我们也知道我们若没有基督，我们是多么的无助，也是无望。
And so we thank you for the story of the Bible.
我们要谢谢您，圣经里告诉我们的一切。
And we thank you that the Holy Spirit was given when we deserve judgment.
我们也谢谢您，当我们本来配得审判的时候，您赐给我们圣灵。
And we thank you that the life that you gave us is a life of full of hope and joy and jump.
主啊，我们也谢谢您，您借着圣灵赐给我们的生命是满了希望，满了喜乐。
And so we give thanks now in Jesus' name.
我们祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. 一碗汤里边掉五个苍蝇干净呢，掉十个苍蝇干净。你就是那五个苍蝇的，他是那十个苍蝇的，你喝吗？都不喝。
你就直接回答他的这个。